Well, good evening, Audio and Boo. I had some really good news today. News I was sort of expecting. But it was really nice to kind of get the confirmation today. I've been following my booze. You'll know I finished my degree in multimedia design and communication. It's an AP degree. And I'd applied to go on to do a bachelor degree in e-concept development, and was told to put in my application and everything by the teachers, and that everything would go fine. But of course, you always have that little bit of doubt. Of course, they have a lot of applicants, particularly for e-concept development. They have a lot of applicants for that course. So, there was a little bit of me thinking, okay, you know, it might not be as smooth as I think it might be. But I got the letter today confirming that I've been accepted on the bachelor program at Aarhus Business Academy. So I felt really pleased about that, because one of my ambitions is to go on and is to teach. And now that I'm on the bachelor program, I will be able to start teaching multimedia design while I'm doing the bachelor program, so that's really, really exciting. So I'm very pleased about that. And one of the other things I've been thinking about a lot is the conversation I had with Jane Boyd the other day, as part of her initiative. She's doing an initiative called 45 Conversations, where she is, originally she wanted to do 45 conversations using Google Hangouts within about 3 days, leading up to her 45th birthday. I think she very quickly realized she couldn't do that many in 3 days. So kind of the initial deadline for it has been and gone. But she's still going. I think she's up to maybe 25, 30 people already that she's spoken to in the last week or so on Google Hangouts. And I'm lucky enough to have been one of them. It's a brilliant initiative. She's a first adopter. It's something that's not been done before, using Google Hangouts to actually go out of your way to talk to this many people within a period of within a short period of time. And also all the conversations are being streamed live on YouTube as they're happening. So really a lot of kudos to Jane, huge congratulations, because it really is a brilliant idea for a project. And I think over the coming weeks, months, as people kind of catch on to what she's done and what she's doing and what she's done, that people are actually going to start using Google Hangouts a lot more. They're going to start imitating what she's done in different ways, because it really is a first what she's doing. So, Jane, I really congratulate you. It is a brilliant idea. And I guarantee you people are going to start, following after you, imitating what you've done in their own way, with using Google Hangouts in that way. But what I got from my conversation with Jane, and we were on there for like an hour, I think, in the end, I spoke a lot about, or one of the what I wanted to talk to her about is this decision I made to give up writing. I have a background as a writer. I've been writing since as long as I can remember. Even as a kid, I would sit and write little stories, and as I got older and started growing up, that kind of interest turned into wanting to write film scripts. And then I went to film school, ended up working freelance, doing various things within the kind of TV industry. And then I was lucky enough to kind of land some writing jobs, writing for children's TV in the UK, and then when I moved to Denmark, I wrote and directed an award-winning short film called Me the Musical, which I'm really, really proud about. And yeah, that kind of led me to start doing a feature film, actually. Not as a director, but just as a writer. And that went into development with a company here in Denmark called Radiator Film. And we developed that for a really long time. Unfortunately, the project didn't quite have the legs, as they say. And anyone who's kind of had a project in development will probably know what I'm talking about. You get all excited in the beginning, you throw a lot of work into it, which is what I did. You don't get paid very much. And then, of course, the film industry being the film industry, you know, while a lot of things go into development, the percentage of scripts and ideas that go into development that actually end up being made is very, very small. And unfortunately, my project ended up being part of the larger percentage of the two halves of the percentage. So, I mean, it was a great experience and I really loved it. Could be a project that gets resurrected at some point. But only time will tell, I guess. But, you know, over a long period of time, what's happened is, I've kind of launched myself into doing various kind of fictional-based writing projects. I've written a novel as well, and some short stories. A couple of years ago, I decided to change direction and go into multimedia design. And really do not regret that decision at all. I've actually really enjoyed doing the degree I've done. I'm really looking forward to going on to do my bachelor degree. My aim is to go on and do a master's degree as well, as well as to teach. But one of the things that came out of doing or changing direction and doing multimedia design is I started to lose interest in writing. I started to lose interest in writing movies, writing scripts, writing short stories, writing fiction. And that's what I discussed with Jane during my hangout of 45 conversations. And when I started discussing it with Jane, I pretty quickly began to realize that as I was talking, explaining to her my reasons for wanting to give up writing, wanting to give up something that I'd been doing for a very, very long time, as long as I can remember, that as Jane kind of, listened to me and kind of came back, of course, with her thoughts and comments about what I was saying, we really discussed the whole thing kind of back and forward. And what she started to make me realise was that, one, perhaps really I don't want to give up writing. We spoke about the fact that over time, as you get older, you change, you develop, you change as a person, you get interested in different things. And what Jane actually made me realise was that part of me feeling as though that I didn't want to write anymore was quite natural. Was out of the fact that over many, many years I've kind of grown into a different person, become interested in different things. When I was younger, I was very much into movies. When I was younger, very much into science fiction. And I still do read a lot. The type of books I read now are very different to the ones I used to read when I was younger. I used to read a lot of science fiction and a lot of goofy adventure stories and things like that. I'd enjoyed them tremendously, and to a certain degree I still do enjoy them today. But I feel also a bit tired of them, I think, because I've been reading and writing and doing that kind of thing for a very long time. So what Jane made me realise out of our 45 conversation, was that maybe my feeling of wanting to give up writing was more about the fact that I don't want to write that kind of thing anymore. I don't want to write fiction anymore. I don't particularly the kind of fiction that I used to read. You know, the stuff I did for children's TV and some of the other things I've written. It was all, you know, all very much kind of adventure, science fiction based type stuff. And what I came to realise, especially, you know, not just while I was talking to Jane, but afterwards too, was that I very much am still interested in writing. But writing different things. For example, I just did this project, my final exam project called Transmedia for the Rest of Us. And that was the final project towards my degree. I produced a 2-hour documentary. That was an audio documentary. And of course, had to write a paper to go along with that. Albeit it wasn't a very thick paper, because most of what I'd done is poured everything into the audio documentary. But I enjoyed that product. That project tremendously. I enjoyed every minute of producing it, the people I spoke to, researching it, writing everything down, developing the theories, because there's a lot of kind of theories that I developed based on existing theories whilst doing that project. And what I started to think about after talking to Jane was the fact that, you know, I really enjoyed that process. I really enjoyed producing that project. And that was a transmedia project within itself. You know, written as well as audio. And there was some video involved as well in the end too. So definitely a transmedia project in itself. And that was partly in the intention too. But the conversation with Jane really made me realise that projects like Transmedia for the Rest of Us, that's where my interests are now. So it's not necessarily that I want to give up writing, it's the fact that I want to write different things. And I've come away from the conversation now with Jane, thinking a lot about and starting to put together a plan to actually develop my exam project further. And maybe even write a book based on the whole series of podcasts and the audio documentary and everything that I produced for Transmedia for the Rest of Us. So I'm really, really grateful that Jane took the time to speak to me. Part of her 45 conversations, because I certainly feel what she gave me was a chance to have someone listen and provide their point of view on my thoughts and my situation. And what I got out of that was a realization that my feelings weren't quite as drastic as I thought they were, and that part of what I was experiencing is just a natural progression. It's just me having grown up, you know, no longer a 19, 20 year old, 25 year old, even 30 year old, interested in the things I was interested in back then, but now being a 40 year old guy with a family of his own, interested in a lot of different things, and having developed and grown up really and having realised that what I'm actually interested in is something else, completely different, other than writing fiction. So that's where I'm at now. Really. I'm at a stage where my conversation with Jane has left me starting to plan, starting to develop different ideas, but really starting to look at seriously developing transmedia for the rest of us and the whole idea of that project, and turning it into a book. Writing a book based on all of that. And of course it wouldn't just be a book. It's transmedia, of course. Transmedia for the rest of us. So it's going to be exciting to see where that project goes, because it will be the very essence of transmedia, I hope. And if you're not familiar with the term transmedia, we're all doing it these days, we're all transmedia producers, that's partly the point. You know, we all write blog posts, we all make videos, we all take photos, we all do all kinds of things on the net these days. And we spread that content across multiple platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Google, wherever. Even if you print it out and show it to someone, that's a form of media. So in our own way, we're all transmedia producers. And that's what transmedia for the rest of us is all about. And that's what the book is going to be about. And I really am grateful to Jane for having me as part of her transmedia project, 45 Conversations, because I certainly know what I've got out of it is a confirmation that my change of direction is valid, a confirmation that it's okay to leave behind certain things that I've grown out of, and start exploring new things. And certainly over the coming weeks and months, as I go on and start doing my bachelor degree, I will continue exploring transmedia for the rest of us. And at some point in the future, hopefully you guys will be exploring it too, in the shape of a book, maybe an audio book, and a few other types of media that express and capture the whole idea of transmedia for the rest of us. Alright, I'm at the end of my dog walk now, and it's quite late, so I'm off to bed. But that's what I got out of talking to Jane for an hour as part of 45 Conversations, and I believe the initiative is still going. So if you're on Twitter, you can tweet Jane. It's at her Twitter handle is at Boyd Jane, and it's Boyd without an E. And of course, if you you can look me up as well at Greg McQueen, and I'll quite happily put you in contact with Jane if you want to be part of her 45 conversations. And the hashtag on Twitter is 45 number, not words, conversations. And you can follow what she's doing on there. And as the conversations crop up, she's actually tweeting the links where you can actually watch them live on YouTube as they do the hangout. It really is a great initiative. And like I say, I certainly know in the weeks and months to come, you will see people starting to imitate it and take her idea and do it in their own way. Transmedia for the rest of us.